Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Setting the Record Straight: American History in Black and White is a historical nonfiction book by David Barton that presents American history through the lens of Black religious, civic, and moral heritage. Published by Wallbuilders, the book is positioned as a corrective to conventional narratives that often overlook the roles of Black Americans in the nation's early development. Its purpose is not to provide a neutral survey of all Black history, but to highlight selected figures, institutions, and traditions that Barton argues have been underrepresented or forgotten. The book blends historical commentary with documentation of public service, faith, and community leadership, and it is best understood as an interpretive history rather than a comprehensive academic synthesis. Readers encounter a strong emphasis on the continuity between Christian belief, moral reform, and African-American contributions to American public life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recovering overlooked Black contributions to the nation's historical memory. A central aim of the book is to argue that American history has often been told in a way that minimizes Black achievement outside the narrow frame of slavery and civil rights. Barton focuses on figures and events that he believes deserve wider attention because they complicate simplified narratives about race and progress. This approach matters because it shifts the reader from a one-dimensional account of Black experience to a broader view of participation in law, education, military service, and civic leadership. The book's historical value lies less in exhaustive coverage than in its insistence that omission can distort public understanding. By foregrounding lesser-known stories, it asks readers to reconsider which lives are treated as historically important and why. That framing makes the book a corrective work, though one that is selective in its evidence and emphasis. Secondly, emphasizing the religious foundations of Black social and civic life. The book gives special attention to the religious and moral heritage of Black Americans, presenting faith as a major source of endurance, leadership, and institution building, rather than treating religion as a side note. Barton frames it as a formative force that helped sustain communities under oppression and provided language for dignity, discipline, and public responsibility. This perspective places churches, ministers, and faith-based organizations at the center of the story. It also connects spiritual belief with practical action, such as education, mutual aid, and reform efforts. The argument is historically significant because it highlights a tradition that is sometimes underplayed in secular histories of race. At the same time, the emphasis reveals the book's interpretive stance. It reads Black history through moral and theological continuity, which gives the narrative coherence, but also narrows the range of social forces being analyzed. Thirdly, using biography and example to challenge inherited assumptions. Rather than building its case through abstract theory, the book relies on individual lives and representative examples to show how Black Americans shaped the country. This biographical method is effective because specific people make historical argument tangible. Readers are asked to see excellence, resilience, and public service in concrete form, which can be more persuasive than broad generalizations. The method also supports Barton's larger claim that historical memory is selective when notable individuals are absent from textbooks and public discussion. The public receives a thinner picture of the past. At the same time, the emphasis on exemplary figures can simplify history by focusing attention on exceptional accomplishment more than structural inequality. That tension is important. The book's strength is its ability to recover human stories that challenge stereotypes. Its limitation is that biography sometimes carries more interpretive weight than the broader context can fully support. Fourthly, a revisionist argument about American identity and shared heritage. The book is not only about Black history, it is also about American identity as a whole. Barton presents Black contributions as integral to the nation's moral and civic development rather than as a separate chapter detached from the American story. This revisionist stance matters because it pushes against narratives that isolate African-American history from the country's founding ideals and institutions. In the book's framework, Black participation in public life helps define what America has been and what it has aspired to become. That makes the work relevant to debates over historical interpretation, civic memory, and national identity. Readers who approach the book critically will notice that it is committed to a particular vision of the United States, one that highlights continuity with religious and Republican traditions. The result is a history book that functions partly as a cultural argument about who belongs in the national narrative and how that narrative should be taught. Lastly, strengths and limits of a polemical historical narrative. Setting the Record Straight is best read as a persuasive and purpose-driven history rather than a detached reference work. Its strength lies in its clear argument, accessible style, and determination to recover material that many readers may not know. For audiences interested in historical apologetics, public history, or faith and history themes, the book offers a distinct point of view and a usable starting point for discussion. Its limitation is that the argumentative structure can lead to selective emphasis, making it less balanced than academic histories that weigh competing interpretations. That does not make it valueless. Instead, it means the book should be approached with awareness of its agenda. Readers can benefit from it by learning how history can be used to challenge public assumptions and by comparing its claims with broader scholarship. In that sense, the book is most useful when read alongside other works that supply fuller context and methodological balance. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers interested in American history, African-American heritage, religious history, and debates over how national memory is shaped. It can be especially useful for those who want to explore the role of Black Americans in public life beyond the standard focus on slavery, segregation, and civil rights. Its practical value lies in its ability to introduce lesser-known historical figures and to show how historical interpretation depends on what is included or omitted. Intellectually, it encourages readers to question received narratives and to think about the relationship between faith, civic life, and historical identity. What makes it stand out in its category is its explicit corrective purpose, rather than aiming for comprehensive neutrality. It advances a defined historical argument about overlooked Black contributions and moral heritage. That gives the book a sharper point of view than many general histories, while also making it best suited for readers who are prepared to assess its claims critically and compare them with other historical accounts. If you would like to support David Barton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.